Hearing aids for deaf children can cost $3,000. Then there are additional expenses, like batteries and special language training. During a public hearing, parents told lawmakers that insurance companies should bear the financial burden. The business trade group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, predicted that such a mandate would increase premiums for everyone. Between 200 and 300 children in Wisconsin are born deaf every year. Audiologists told lawmakers the sooner hearing is restored, the less likely the child is to have developmental disabilities. Matthew Hansen of Hartford got a hearing aid at a young age. He's now a high school freshman who plays basketball and takes regular classes. He told lawmakers his parents' decision to get him a hearing aid changed his life.
I have to say thank you to my parents for allowing me to get hearing aids, because I would probably be a mute right now if it wasn't for them.
The deaf community disagrees when it comes to another type of hearing device, cochlear implants. Although technology has improved, some experience headaches or other side effects. The possible discomfort and the fact children are too young to choose is why Jack Barr is against insurance coverage of cochlear implants. His hands slapped noisily in animated sign language as an interpreter conveyed to lawmakers what Barr was saying.
When a child is old enough to make a decision as an adult, they decide whether they want a cochlear implant or not. If it's done on children, then I call it child abuse.
Cochlear implants can cost $20,000 or more. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.